Okay, so if you remember, let's just review here a little bit. So the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph had presented the prohibition of doing business with non-Jews in anticipation and on and after their holidays. Right, right, 3 days before their holidays, so you can buy, sell, lend, borrow, etc. And the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph on the bottom had asked, "Well, why is it prohibited?" Right? That's where we were. Well, that's where we had been for a while.
It looks
right?
As though that's relevant to my question I asked you before.
Afterwards. Well, hold the thought. Write it down, and hold it. Ibai lehu mishum harvacha. So the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. Right. So the Gemara had asked, "Why is it prohibited?" Mishum harvacha udilma mishum v'lefni iver l'sitein michshol. What is the difference between? Right, what are the two? Why is it prohibited to do business with the non-Jews in anticipation of their holidays? The Gemara presents two possibilities.
Right,
either lifnei iver, which is what we've already seen, or harvacha. Right, this phrase called harvacha, and the Gemara then says, "Amai nafka mina." What's the difference? Isle behema lididei. If he already has an animal, if it's because of harvacha, again, whatever that is, so then he does violate, he does call harvacha.
I have a question.
Yes.
Isn't a harvacha like a subcategory?
Well, let's see what harvacha is.
But I thought we learned that already.
No, that's what we're doing right now. Right, so we've already dealt with lifnei iver.
I never said that.
Okay, so we've done... One second.
Come on,
okay. So we've dealt with lifnei iver, somewhat. So the first possibility that the Gemara raises is that the reason it's prohibited to do business with non-Jews is because of this thing called harvacha. Now, what is harvacha? So what does the word mean, harvacha?
To increase.
Right, so it means to increase or to profit. Now, what does that mean in our context? So we have a machloket between Rashi and the Ritva. Right, according to Rashi, what is the prohibition of harvacha? Why is it prohibited? If you think the reason it's also to do business with non-Jews is harvacha, what does that mean?
You're enabling. Well, no.
According to Rashi.
He's going to go in.
So let's read Rashi inside. Mishum harvacha, Vav Amud Aleph. What does he say? Who wants to read it? Okay. Now I'm taking it away. Mishum harvacha.
Tirvav, the Azil, Mode, Le Avodas Kochavim, the Eder Yisrael, Mishum Lo Yishma
Al Picha. Yishma
Al Picha.
That's fine. Okay, so what is that?
Dirvacha is...
Okay, so how do we punctuate this? Mishum harvacha, diravach, what does that mean?
Yeah, phrases.
No, ravach, he profited. Right, he profited.
Azel, and he will go, umode and thank, avodah zarah, and do, well, avodah skuchavim, his, whatever, avodah zarah.
Yeah, fine.
The Eder Yisrael.
The Avar Yisrael.
And what's the Arar? Over? Like
he violates, right? Avera.
Yisrael is a Jew in this case? Or, okay. So the Jew violates?
Mishum,
because lo yishama al pi.
Good. So what does that mean? And this is what we're going to come back to, right?
Shema is...
Right. So according to Rashi, so let's, right, as we'll see later on, the Gemara, the Pasuk in Shmos Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, tells you that Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Tzaskiru, right? Lo Yishama Al Picha, which, right, that you can't mention or cause to mention, as we'll see, the name of idols. Lo Yishama Al Picha. Now, what does Lo Yishama Al Picha mean? So the way the Gemara does it, right? Again, this we're going to have to deal with it a bit more tomorrow. Lo Yishama Al Picha. What's the construction, grammatical construction of Lo Yishama?
Shama is here.
Shama is here, but what's the construction? What does Lo Yishama mean?
Yishama here.
Shall not be heard. Al Picha. Now the way the Gemara understands it in Sanhedrin is, you shall not cause it to be heard. Okay?
You should not cause someone to say.
Correct. Right?
Just say that.
Right?
It's a lot easier.
What?
Say that. It's a lot easier.
What do you mean?
Just say you shall not cause someone to say.
Well, according to the Gemara, that's what it means. Lo yishama al picha, shall not be heard because of your mouth. Right?
Okay.
Yishama, right? Pat, right? And lo tazkiru, Well, we'll see that it seems almost explicit. It seems almost explicit in Sefer Yoshua that this is what it means in Yoshua Perek of Gimel. Mm-hmm. Now Rashi therefore says that if I cause profit, meaning I cause the goy to profit, he has an extra animal that he wanted, mm-hmm. and it's right near the holidays, what's going to happen? He's going to go to...
thank his God.
He's going to go to his temple, and he's going to say, hey, right, my God has given me a pre-whatever holiday gift mm-hmm. because he's enabled me to get this animal, and he's going to thank
his God.
Right? So according to Rashi, what does the word harvacha mean?
It's the idea of him going to praise his God.
Correct. I mean, Rashi says, or in other words.
Also, oh, it's its own
develops over time.
It's its own violation.
Correct.
It's not like,
right? I caused him to have an animal, now he's going to thank their God. Now,
does it only apply
to the harvacha, therefore, is...
Does it only apply with him thanking his
God?
Wait,
I have a question.
Like, yeah, because he caused him to thank his God. Right? According to Rashi, right, meaning, according to Rashi, is the problem that I caused him to profit?
No.
No. Is that if I caused him to profit in anticipation of his holiday, that will lead to a different prohibition. Right? Namely, that he'll then go thank his God. I mean, it would be the same thing if I knew, and this is right, this comes back to Max's question. Again, we're going to have to see the prohibition inside. But anytime I cause him to thank his God, talk about his God, do anything in the name of his God, it's prohibited. It just happens to be that if I engage him in a business transaction that he wanted to be in right near his holiday, and he's going to his temple anyways, right. So he's going to thank whatever. Right, he's gonna thank Vishnu. He's gonna thank, I don't know. Pick your pagan god. Right.
So it's like
what?
He.
Yes. You know. So let's just assume that Hinduism is idolatry. Okay. I know that there are some people who think that it's not. It is. It is. There are idols involved. I don't understand.
Buddha is a...
I mean, Professor Sperber at Bar-Ilan has this thing that maybe it's not in some unpublished paper. Maybe it's published at this point, but he's referenced every so often.
What is
so it sounds like,
I don't know. It's an unpublished paper.
Let's just put it into
I don't know. I've seen it quoted.
So it's kind of
unpublished.
It's kind of something like I had a. It sounds like this is Messiah.
No, let's be careful. Be careful. No, let's be careful. According to Rashi, According to Rashi, well, hold that. But according to Rashi, Lo Yisha, right? This is two different. Lifnei Yiver is Lifnei Yiver. Right?
And Harbacha is...
Is Harbacha is a stand-in for Shem Elohim Acherim, right? That you shouldn't cause the name of other... Right, by the way, you should only say Shem Elohim Acherim because it's not Kodesh.
Right.
Right? It's right, other gods, right? It's not God, right? God is Elohim, but this is an idolatrous god, which is obviously Elohim,
mm-hmm.
right? If you put it with a kuf, that's a bad thing because you're ascribing Elokut
right.
to idols. So don't do that, right? Don't be machmir on me.
Say,
right? If you say Elohim Acherim... And you say Elokim Achirim, that's bad, right? By doing that, you are.
But is it bad for us?
Parenthetically, right? Worshipping idols. Don't do that.
Is it
right,
bad for us to say the actual name of the god?
Did I hit you?
What?
I don't even know. I don't.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
I think it's Taoism, but I'm not sure. Taoism. There's like this tradition where people bring like gifts, like such as food and cigarettes, to their like,
cigarettes.
Cigarettes, like stuff like that.
Yeah, don't do it.
Luxury. You're not.
Yes, anyways.
Finish.
Yes.
They bring it to their parents, who are usually in an urn, and they give it to the so the spirit.
Oh, ancestor worship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's presumably spirits. Idol worship also.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you, let's say I open up a store in Beijing, right, and I have a Taoist customer. I know potentially that he's gonna bring this and give it to his uncle or his mom,
right?
As an ancestor.
So again, what the Gemara is telling us is we have to worry about that around holidays. Again, we're getting back to the issue, which is why is grace not the same thing, right? Which I got to think about why it is that grace is not the same thing.
I've seen it before.
You're right. I mean, it's a good question. I got to think about it.
I've seen Jewish.
But the assumption of the Gemara is not what.
Well, I've seen Jewish stores close around the holidays.
That's because they have to get their employees off.
Yeah. But no, but what Max is asking is that, or how is it that Menashevitz has sacramental wine, which they know some churches are going to use. How is it they have matzah that is used for Eucharist in some places?
Right.
That's, you know, and that's a much bigger problem. That's Tikrovet, right? Now, what, how it is, again, we'll have to build it. It's a good question. I gotta think about it more as we flesh out the sugya. But this is the position of Rashi, okay? That's Harvacha.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you should note that just, and this is a bit of a subtle point, but grammatically, right? According to Rashi, is the problem that you're causing them to profit?
No.
No, right? Or if we do this in sort of classic terminology, right? Harvacha is a stand-in because it causes something else. Right, meaning it's not the reason itself. It's not a problem to cause them to profit.
It's a problem because he's
right.
Profiting meaning he's getting money or he's getting what he wants.
Getting what he wants.
He's profiting.
Right, meaning he's gaining. Right.
Gaining.
So according to Rashi, it's a stand-in. Right. This is a. It's causing something else. It's not directly the problem. There's no problem with causing him to profit.
So
the problem
is
so
Harvacha is kind of.
It's a stand-in, right? It's
kind
not
of like a derivative.
It's derivative. It's derivative.
Right.
I mean, it's derivative. The real problem is something else. It's one step removed. Right? I mean, it's one step removed. Harvacha is not the problem itself. It's that we assume that if you cause him to gain, you cause him a profit. Correct. Now, the Ritva takes it differently. How does the Ritva understand the word?
Moksha is something like...
Moksha is independently problematic.
You might lead to this,
I mean,
so you don't do it.
I mean,
like
Moksha is a bit more complicated than that.
To build a raft or something.
What?
It's two Ritvas, isn't it?
Yeah, there are two Ritvas.
The first one talks about how...
Okay, so first, let's just define the words. According to the Ritva... Right, the Ritva, now there are other interpretations, but we're just going to focus on it. According to the Ritva, that's not what the words mean. Right? Now, what does the Ritva think? Who wants to read the Ritva? Someone want to share with me?
Which one?
Also,
like
you can tell. What?
In here, right?
So which one? Yod or...
The
first one?
The first one. Where it understands, yeah.
My Da'amah Mishum HaRacha.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so what does the Ritva say? My Da'amah, yeah.
Who's reading?
Oh, me.
Oh, fine, Danny, you can read. You already read. So,
okay.
You read. Fine.
Umay da'oma mishum heichino.
Harvacha.
Harvacha, sorry. Harvacha. Hai. Loi. Mishum. Doroch.
Doroch.
Doroch. Ozil. Pumodaim. Kedebrushi.
It appears Rashi. Right, so he said Harvacha is not what Rashi thinks. Right? I mean, it's not a stand-in.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? Ella.
Ella, mishum, avocho,
v'ribui mamon.
V'ribui mamon. Shiyu loy.
Behemos.
Behemos, yeah.
Right? Larov. Laharbos bitikroves avodazara shalo. What does that mean?
So he says that he uses that that animal for idolatrous acts.
Correct, right? Dafilu ha nami asur, right? Dafilu ha, right? This is also prohibited, right?
So you're making his
now according
you're making
right,
his sacrifice bigger.
Yeah. Now linguistically, according to the Ritva, what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, what is harvacha? It means
it is causing him to profit.
Yeah, I mean you're giving him things to use for more sacrifices. Now linguistically, what's the benefit of Ritva over Rashi? He tells you, right? What's the difference?
Well, it sounds like the Ritva saying Harvacha is really Lifnevi.
Hold that. First, answer my question.
Oh,
linguistically, what is the benefit to the Ritva over Rashi?
Can you define
like
that?
Words.
What is linguistically?
I mean, having to do with words. Right? Not conceptually. We'll get to concepts in a minute, but just the words. Right? What's the benefit of... The Ritva says Harvacha means I'm giving him extra animals.
Right.
Right? Well, to sacrifice. Why does the Ritva want his perish over Rashi's?
Because it's Rashi says...
Words. Just let's... In terms of the words.
Rashi's...
But leave concept.
Rashi said that it's...
Into something.
Correct.
Right.
Right? Very simple. Right? Rashi says Harvacha means I'm causing him to profit. I'm causing him to gain. Why is that a problem? Because that might, down the road, lead him to think... But what's the real prohibition according to Rashi?
Giving him profit.
Yeah, lo yisham al picha. According to the Ritva says, no. Harvacha means gain. So, the problem is causing the gain, because then he'll have more animals to use for idols. Now, conceptually, Now let's, okay, that just, that's very simple, right? This is not like a, not highfalutin conceptual issue here, right? Words-wise, the Ritva is very neat. It's very clean. Mm-hmm. Right? Rashi, now, majority of Rishonim follow Rashi. You should know that. But the Ritva has the advantage of being very smooth in terms of the words, right? It doesn't have to posit that Harvacha stands for something else. Right. It stands for itself.
Right.
Now, what's the problem? So now, but why is that usher? Why is it different from Lifnei Iver? She says, the difference is whether you have another animal. Now, why? Because the Ritva, like Tosfos, says that Lifnei Iver is only if you
have an animal.
You don't have an animal. Is it because you're enabling?
That's
right.
That's,
enabling.
That's Lifnei Iver Derabanan.
Daraisa.
Isn't that Rashi?
Daraisa.
Oh, right.
Daraisa.
Isn't that Rashi?
Wait a second. Fine. But according to Ritva, what is Harvacha? Harvacha is very similar to what?
Harvacha is
very similar to, or what? Meaning, it's very similar to what Tosus calls
Lifnei Iver Derabanan,
or Misayaya.
Right,
Misayaya. Right, meaning, what does he say? The Gemara asks, is it prohibited to do business only if you're enabling, which we call Lifnei Iver, or is it a problem even if you're not enabling, but you are? Right now, it's not quite the same, right? Because Tosvo said there's a difference between enabling and assisting, right? But according to Tosvo, what assisting means what? He couldn't have done the prohibition. I mean, he could have done it without you, but you helped.
Yeah.
The Ritva is saying, oh, Harvacha is even more than that. Meaning, it's...
He always could have done it.
He was always going to
do it. Yeah, he was always going to do it. What are you doing? You're increasing
the amount.
Quantity.
Yeah. Right.
Right, meaning, we have now three levels. Tosvos thinks that Lifnei Iver is only enabling.
Are we reading a Tosvo from before?
Yeah, from before. Right, before is mod, yeah.
What's Tosvo?
Wait, so, according...
This entire time and haven't asked.
Wait. According to Tosvos, like, yes, you can always ask. Remember, Tosvos, okay. Tosvos that we'd seen before thinks that Lifnei Iver, on a biblical level, is only when you enable.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Tosvos and Shabbos thinks that if I assist, meaning, he could do the Iver without me.
But you still help.
But I'm assisting him doing it. I'm making it easier for him to get there. That's Lifnei Iver. Derabanan, or Misayaya, right? The Rambam, we saw, doesn't believe in this, but let's leave the Rambam aside for now, right? The Rambam doesn't believe in this. Right? The Rambam says the difference is coercion versus non-coercion, right? Okay. But according to the Ritva, now we're having a third level, which is not enabling, it's not assisting qualitatively, meaning he would have... I'm helping him do the prohibition. He could have done it without me, but I'm helping him do the entire prohibition.
It's not what it is.
Now the Ritva says, Harvacha means it's even usher to what?
To even make it greater.
Yeah, I mean, quantitatively add to what he was already going to do anyways. Mm-hmm. Right? Meaning it's similar to Tosfos, but he's saying, there, Harvacha is, the Gemara is saying, it's not only usher me to enable, it's not even usher for me to assist him.
But that kind of sounds like...
But it's even...
It kind of sounds like Lifnei Iver.
Correct. Right, but it's on the same continuum as Tosfos. Meaning, according to Ritva, Harvacha means...
Lifnei Iver Derabanan. Messiah.
No, it's even more. It's just quantitative addition. Right, meaning... what's the difference?
He was still going to...
According to Tosfos, let's take it like this, right? According to Tosfos, Lifnei Iver is, I have this piece of pig, you can't reach it without me.
Right.
That's Lifnei Iver Daraisa.
Right.
Right? Lifnei Iver Derabanan, Misayaya, is, you couldn't reach it, but I give it to you. Harvacha is, you already have a piece of treif meat, and now I give you a second piece of treif meat.
Right.
So you're going to eat anyways.
Right.
Right? Of course, that's a third level.
But you're enabling him to do a bigger call.
Correct. Meaning, that's what I'm saying, it's on the continuum.
Oh,
right?
It's still part of Lifnei Iver.
Correct. Meaning, it's sort of like Lifnei Iver. It's just, Lifnei Iver is enabling, Misayaya is assisting, and Harvacha, according to Ritva, is increasing quantity, making it worse.
So when you say Misayaya, how do you mean, once again, by assisting? How do you
So that was where you could take the treif meat without me. You're sitting here.
Right? The Nazir thing, like,
yeah, the Nazir one, exactly, right? That's what we saw before. If you need, we can go back and do more Chazara.
When you give him a second animal, are you over Lifnei Iver and Harvacha?
No. So, No, you're not over lefne iver because he could have worshipped without me. Now this is a chiddush.
Uh-huh.
Right now, okay. One second. What's the problem with the Ritva though? The Ritva, at first glance, sounds to say exactly what I just said, but there's a huge conceptual problem with the Ritvas I just presented him. Right? I mean, I've just presented the Ritva as if he says, right? Look, Lifneiver Daraisa is enabling. Lifneiver Darabanan is
assisting.
And Harvacha is adding quantity. Right? As if that's the third level. What's the problem conceptually? Why do Rov Rishonim like Rashi and not the Ritva?
Because it sounds like the Ritva is saying it's assisting.
There's a bigger problem. What's the problem with the Ritva? I pulled the wool over your eyes here. I'm tricking you. Right? As if this is level 3 Lifnei Iver.
But it's not.
It's not. No, it's not.
It's level
2. 1. It's level 1.
Why?
Literally. What's the chiddush of the Ritva? The Ritva says, well, look, he's already worshipping idols. Who cares if I add another cow to the mix?
Right. That doesn't matter.
What are you talking about? He couldn't have done this worship. Right, according to the Ritva, it could be that I'm on the other side of the river, right, with a second animal. He just happens to have a first one, right? If I then get in my boat, bring him a second cow,
according to anything with a second cow,
right?
Exactly.
It's enabling.
That's the most simple form, enabling
a bigger carbon.
Right. Exactly. And that's why Rov Rishonim don't like it because the Ritva concept, right? And now here's the here's the problem, right? So here's the problem. According to the Ritva, right? The Ritva is a huge chiddush in Lifnei Iver, which is that if I could do any sin, the fact that I am allowing you to, enabling you.
If you're doing Arvacha, you're definitely doing Lifnei Iver as well.
Well, no, because according to the Ritva, no, that by implication, what is the Ritva saying?
No, if you do Lifnei Iver.
No. According to the Ritva, if you already had a carbon and were going to do the Isser, even if I enable you to do a second Isser, it's not Lifnei Iver.
But that's not true.
So that's what the problem is.
That's the problem. Right? Yes, that's the problem with the Ritva. Right? I mean, linguistically, he's smooth. Conceptually, that's very hard. Right? Meaning, how is the Ritva... The Ritva is understanding Lifnei Iver how? That Lifnei Iver arises only if you could have done no Isser without me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Once you could do an Isser, it doesn't matter if the Isser you end up doing, you couldn't have done without me. If you were doing the Isser in some way,
but
shape, or form...
He wasn't going to do that second Isser.
Correct. And still, the Ritva says, on a biblical level... Mutter.
Well, maybe. Well, we said
that's shocking.
Well, we said the Ritva. We said the Ritva was in saying that he's still doing one Isser, like one Avodah Zarah sacrifice.
Correct. So I assume that's what the Ritva is going to say. The Ritva is going to say, "Whoa, right? No,
he's not doing a second."
Correct. I assume that's what the Ritva is going to have to say.
One, just
exactly. Right. That's how the Ritva is going to say it. Right. It's going to have to be the Ritva says, "Look, I can't imagine the Ritva is going to say, look, you're eating pig. I give you shellfish also. You know,
you're over one.
You know, whatever. Kol shiti avtila, chareu bevaltochal."
That's what it would seem like the Ritva is basically saying.
Correct.
It's not a problem.
But that's impossible. Right. I assume that Nagam has to be right. The Ritva is saying, no, look, if he was going to bring one carbon, and now he can bring carbon on two separate days because of me, that'd be Lifnei Iver.
Right.
But that's not what it is. It's like, I bring 50 animals, I bring 100 animals,
yeah,
I bring...
So I'm thinking, like, he's just one big... He's
correct.
He's going to do a carbon anyway.
Correct, but it's still a chiddush. Right, but it's still a chiddush, because on the one hand, you could say that quantitative increase is the most makil, right, the most lenient. Like, meaning it's the least... It's the least I could help someone violate an Isser. But on the other hand, you could say, no, it's just like Lifnei Iver regular, because the quantity I've added couldn't have been added without me. Right? The Ritva has this Chiddush.
Obviously, the Ritva is not saying that. Because
correct, for sure not. That's the Ritva's Chiddush. The Ritva's Chiddush is once I'm doing the Isser, adding quantitatively.
Doesn't matter.
Nishkeferla.
Well, it's over something else. That's over
just
Havacha.
For you. Nishkeferla.
It's over Havacha.
Right. Oh, right. If you think Havacha's Isser.
Right. It's not over the Lifnei Iver.
Correct.
It's over Havacha.
Correct. Fine. So that's according to the Ritva what the word Harvacha means.
Right.
Now, next question. When the Gemara says, why is it usher to do business with non-Jews? Is it because of Lifnei Iver or Harvacha?
It's probably Lifnei Iver.
Now, Right, that's the Gemara's question. But that's the Gemara's question.
We said you're not allowed it because of lifnei iver.
No, the Gemara says, is it lifnei iver or is it a harvacha?
But the Mishnah says lifnei iver.
No, it doesn't. The Mishnah says, no, Laura, look back. The Mishnah says you can't do business with non-Jews before their holidays. The Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't tell you why. Right?
Oh, okay, right.
The Gemara says, is it harvacha or is it lifnei iver? Now, we have to ask very simply. When the Gemara says, is it lifnei iver or harvacha, is the Gemara saying, is it lifnei iver or harvacha?
Or it's both.
Or is it lifnei iver
and harvacha?
Right? Or lifnei iver and harvacha. Now, the Ritva clearly says on Daf Vav.
That's,
Yosef, why don't you read it? It's very short.
The, I found this before.
It's Yud, on Yud, right? Yud. Like Yud in the...
This one or this one?
Mishum Arvacha. This one, Mishum Arvacha. Right, what does he say?
Mishum Arvacha. Mishum Harachva hi o Mishum Lifnei Iver. Mishum Harachva nami hi o...
Perush. Pei Yud is Perush. Meaning?
Perush meaning Mishum Harachva...
Harvacha. Harvacha.
Mishum Arvacha. The meaning of Arvacha, nami hi.
Nami hi. Wait, what's nami? That's the key word here.
Mike.
Also. Meaning, is it also harvacha?
Also.
O mishum.
Also, he or mishum. Or because lifnei iver.
Well, lifnei iver. Li chud. Which means?
Alone.
Alone. Yeah. Right, so the Ritva says, according to the Ritva, what's the Gemara's question?
It's always lifnei iver. The question is
No. Be careful. No. It's not always lifnei iver.
What?
It's either not always lifnei iver.
It's either both harvacha.
No. It's not always lifnei iver. Remember, okay, let's go back to the Gemara. What's the Gemara's question? Gemara's question is, why is it usher to do business with non-Jews? Right? When it says, when the Ritva says, is it because of lifnei iver or lifnei iver and harvacha, it doesn't mean it's always lifnei iver. What does he mean?
It's always harvacha.
It's always harvacha.
Whether
yeah, it's always harvacha. Correct. Meaning... Okay, let me rephrase it.
What are you doing?
Put it this way. According to Ritva, if it's lifnei iver, it's definitely usur. The question is, will harvacha also be usur? Meaning, according to Ritva, everyone agrees. I mean, the Gemara never had a hava amina that if I was violating lifnei iver, it would be permitted. Meaning, if he has no animal and I give him his only animal, according to Ritva,
it's lifnei iver.
It's lifnei iver, and therefore it's vadayasar. But remember, according to Ritva, harvacha is on that continuum.
Right.
So the Gemara's question, according to Ritva, is as follows: is it only usur for me to give the guy an animal if he has nothing, or is it even usur if I'm adding quantitatively? Lemai nafka mina. Remember, what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara said, what's the difference? The islay behema lidiyeh. Right? Well, according to the Ritva, it's a very simple question.
So it's asking if
he has no animal, it's lifnei iver. If he has an animal, I'm only adding quantitatively, which is harvacha.
It still might be lifnei iver.
No, it won't be lifnei iver.
According to the, that's the question.
No, it won't be lifnei iver, but it might be usur anyways. No, it won't be lifnei iver. According to Ritva, if he already has an animal,
right,
it's not lifnei iver.
It is lifnei iver.
It's not lifnei iver.
If he has
But if you think that it's usur to even increase his sin quantitatively,
yeah, it's not lifnei iver.
It may not be lifnei iver, but it is harvacha, and therefore it's going to be usur.
So you're always over harvacha, just not over.
Correct. Meaning, if you think harvacha is usur, then it's usur to give him an animal, whether he has an animal or not.
Right. That's the whole story.
It will always be harvacha.
Correct. According to the Ritva, that's the whole sipur.
Okay.
Right? According to the Ritva, it's very easy. The Ritva is a very smooth way of reading the Gemara.
Right?
According to the Ritva, harvacha, like we saw in Tosfos, right? Tosfos thought there were two levels to lifnei iver.
Right?
There's d'oraisa to lifnei iver, which is enabling, and d'rabbanan, which is assisting.
Right.
The Ritva thinks the same thing, essentially. There's lifnei iver, d'oraisa, and then there's something called harvacha, which means increasing quantity, right, of sin. Mm-hmm. And the Ritva says, look, when we say it's us to do business, is that only if he couldn't have done it all without you?
Right.
Or even if he could have done it without you, but it wouldn't have been such a graisa karban,
right?
Grace is big, right? Big, okay?
Speak up this later.
Good. You're like Colin Powell. That's wonderful. You know this, no?
I know Colin. That's not like...
You know Colin Powell? Are you guys too young to know Colin Powell?
I think I know.
Colin Powell? It sounds like Colin Powell.
I know.
Colin Powell was secretary
Colin Powell
of...
Not today.
Come on, people.
Stink.
Yes, under George Bush, right? And he was, when he grew up, he had been for a while, he grew up in a from community. He's not Jewish.
Right.
But he grew up in a from community, and he had been a Shabbos guy, right? So they asked him at once, I think it was even in Congress or something, but they asked him, do you speak Yiddish? I don't know how this came up, right? And he said, abyssal. Right, that was his answer, right?
I had a van driver who was always with the Jews, so he spoke his fluent.
Yeah, so the Colin Powell's, anyways. Fine. That's according to Ritva. Rashi, though, says no. Lifnei Iver means I enabled him to sin.
Right.
Harvacha means...
You're adding to the sin.
Has no... No! According to Rashi. Rashi now. Remember, go back to Rashi.
Lifnei Iver means you enabled him to sin.
And what is Harvacha?
Harvacha is you've been over a completely different issue.
Correct. According to Rashi, Ritva is not a continuum.
To utter that name.
Correct. According to Ritva, this is a continuum. Lifnei Iver is enabling.
Yeah.
Harvacha is increasing quantity of sin.
Right.
According to Rashi, Lifnei Iver is I enabled him to sin, and Harvacha means even if I didn't enable to sin, if I do business around his holiday and I cause him to.
Another form of enabling, basically.
Right, but a different sin.
But it's a completely.
Oh no! Yosef made a very good point. Hold that thought.
It is another form of enabling, but it's what Rashi says. Yes, they're all together.
Good. The Taz asked your question, right? Wait. Okay. There's a question hidden in what you just said.
How is it not considered?
Correct. Right. According to the Taz asked on Rashi, what are you talking about?
In both of your cases.
What do you mean, Harva? According to you, it's Lifnei Iver, Lakan or Lakan. According to Rashi, the Gemara should go like this. Is the prohibition of doing business with non-Jews Lifnei Iver because you're enabling him to bring a carbon? Or is it Lifnei Iver because you're causing him to thank his God?
Right. But
so the Taz says on Rashi.
Still Lifnei Iver.
Yeah, it's Lifnei Iver of one sin, Lifnei Iver of another sin. I don't understand this whole cheshbon.
Right, like what's
Rashi? Right? Right? I don't get the whole thing. Right? Second of all, he says, according to the second thing the Taz wants to deal with is according to Rashi, according to the Ritva, it's clear. The Gemara's question is, do you violate only if it gets to the level of Lifnei Iver, or even if it's at the lower level of Harvacha, right? Meaning quantitative rather than enabling. What about Rashi? Is it one or one plus one? Or is it one or the other? So what does it sound like in Rashi?
Sounds like it's one plus.
It's the same
Easter. So according to Rashi, which does it sound like?
It sounds like it's just...
So look, turn back to Daf Beis Amud Aleph, to the Mishnah, the first Rashi. All right, look at the first Rashi.
Lifnei
Eden Jolvdi Kochavim Shloshi Yamasu Lazimim. Shimon, why don't you read Rashi?
And everyone says it's because of them being going and being thankful to their whatever is their God.
Good.
On their
good. So Rashi Paskins, at least in the Mishnah, like the second position, what he calls Harvacha. What does it sound like, though? Does it sound like he thinks Lifnei Iver and?
No, it says you're
the cool Mishumode, right? He just says it's a question. We reject Lifnei Iver. It's because of Azul Modezeu.
Right.
Right?
Right. It's nothing to do with Lifnei.
Correct. So the Bach, right? Now, okay. A little bit of Jewish history here. Who is the Bach? The Bach is the Sefer Bayit Chadash. He's a commentary on the Tur. Who's the Tur? Rav Yaakov ben Asher Bala Turim. His father is Asher. Who's Asher? The Rush. Right? The Rush. Right? In the back of the Gemara, the Rush. Right? So his son is Rav Yaakov Bala Turim. The Rush is from Germany. Right? He is a Balatoso, but he moves to Spain. And his son grows up in Spain. So they're both crossover figures.
As you spell it in Belgian.
So they're both crossover figures, right? Because they end up in Svarad, but they're from Ashkenaz. Their Masoras are from Ashkenaz. So Tur writes a code on halacha called the Arba Turim, Rabbi Yaakov Bala Turim. Rabbi Yaakov ben Asher Bala Turim is called the Bala Turim because he writes the Tur, right? The Arba Turim, right? Four sections, Orachaim, which deals with day-to-day living, Yeridea, which deals with ritual law, Chosha Mishpat, which deals with financial matters, and Eben Ezra, which deals with marital law. Shulchan Aruch ends up modeling, Rabbi Yosef Karo writes Shulchan Aruch, modeled on the Arba Turim. Okay. So the two main commentaries on the tour are the Beit Yosef, which is Rabbi Yosef Karo, right? Also Darkei Moshe by the Rama, by Moshe Israelis, and the Bach, right? The Bayit Chadash, which is written by Rabbi Yol Sirkis. Okay, the Bach has a son-in-law named Reb David Segal, or Reb David Siegel, who writes a book on Shulchan Aruch known as the Taz, the Turei Zahav. Okay, so the Taz quotes his father-in-law, the Bach. They had some weird family relationship going on there because the Taz never agrees with the Bach ever, pretty much. He just, he always writes, Mori v'chatni katav, my father-in-law, my teacher, right? Mori v'chatni, my father-in-law, my master, wrote,
no,
v'lo nira dvarav, and it's not right, and it's this. Well, I don't know what family dinners look like.
Usually
in the,
people hate their in-laws, so.
That's not true. I have a wonderful relationship with my in-laws.
So you're not usually.
You know, but to write a whole sefer.
Your in-laws are just going to hate you, Nachum.
Well, look, with that attitude, Nachum, honestly.
I'm going to get in so many fights with my in-laws.
Don't. Okay, you're on record. You want to... Really? When we worry about Shiduchim, this is going to be a problem. Look, parents may not want to get involved in their daughter's life, but if you've said on record you don't plan on getting along with them, you don't even know who they are yet. You know, unless you're engaged, you didn't tell me. Like, you don't even know. And you assume. Exactly. Thanks, Shimon.
We're all witnesses to this.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. There we go.
Very well.
Fine. So,
I gave 5 seconds. 5 seconds,
30
has 5 seconds.
Okay, fine. So the Bach notes, right? So the Bach notes that according to Rashi, it sounds like it's not lifnei iver and, it's either or. Meaning, is the prohibition only because of lifnei iver? Or is the prohibition only because of Harbacha, which he thinks is something else? Right? Now, the problem, as the Taz notes, is Mazeh. Right? Meaning, it makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Right, it doesn't at all. Because it seems like it's in the air the whole time.
Correct. Meaning, according to Rashi, it sounds like the prohibition is either Lifnei Iver of a carbon to Avodah Zarah, or Lifnei Iver of thanking Avodah Zarah. Right? Meaning, according to Rashi, it seems to be Lifnei Iver either way. Right? Mm-hmm. Meaning, in both cases, I'm enabling to sin. The only question is, which sin am I enabling him to do?
To the sin.
Correct.
That's what the Taz says.
This is the Taz's question on Rashi. Right? Right? Meaning, he quotes his father-in-law on these 2 points. And what does he say? Are you going to give me the... Or do you want to read it? Right? So the Taz says, the Taz is forced to say. Now, according to Rashi, therefore, it sounds like, but, okay, what's the implication? According to Rashi, if I enable, right, that magic word, I enable the goy to thank his God, because I give him a karban, right? According to Rashi, it sounds like I didn't violate Lifnei Iver. Mehadesi, right? How could it be that I don't do it? So he says, so he quotes his father-in-law, so he says like this. He says, Mori v'chat nizal, right? My father-in-law. Hiksha, lamed perish Rashi, demodel alil over lo yishama. Why did Rashi say that if the guy thanks his God, I violate for causing him to thank? How is it not lifnei iver also? V'teretz dibimodel leka lifnei iver. So my father-in-law said that maybe it's not lifnei iver. Right, meaning, okay. Let's see if you can figure out the Bach. What's the best reason why it wouldn't be Lifnei Iver to cause the non-Jew to thank his God?
Because he was going to do it anyway.
Thank his God because the holiday.
No, easier. Why would it not be Lifnei Iver?
He was going to do it anyway.
No? No, he's gonna do it. What's the easiest way?
We don't consider it a Vodazara.
Yeah, we don't consider it a Vodazara, meaning it's not us, sir.
Thinking is the book.
Correct.
Slaughtering it.
Correct.
Which is
right, so the Bach says. So the Bach says it's very simple. You know why? It's not Lifnei Iver. It's usher for a guy to bring a carbon. That's called Avodah Zarah for non-Jews. But remember we saw that there are certain things that are Avodah Zarah only for Jews? Mm-hmm. Remember all the way beginning of the year?
Yes, yes,
right?
I remember that.
So the Bach says one of them is thanking God. That's not one of them.
Prayers.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you
mean? He said, Jews can't worship idols, can't thank idols, can't hug idols, kiss idols, all that stuff. Non-Jews,
they can't
worship it. Derech Avodasa. They can't sacrifice to it. But they can thank it. That's not called worship for non-Jews.
No, because we think in our practice.
Oh, so that answers my question.
Wait, so according to Bach, it's easy.
There's no such thing as a bracha.
But no, there is.
No, because we just said.
But what, so then why is it us, sir?
No, because didn't we say.
Wait, why is it us, sir?
Because you do thank God.
Oh, yeah, but so why is it us, sir? If it's not us, sir, for the non-Jew, why is it us, sir, for me to make him thank his God?
So we're not allowed to take our commandments that were for Hashem and use it for.
No, we're not doing it. I'm selling him an animal.
Okay, he's going to thank his God, though.
What's the problem? Remember, what did Rashi say? The problem is. Yeah, Lo Shama Al Picha, it's not his problem, it's.
Our problem.
Your problem. Meaning, he is allowed to thank an idol. Mm. You can't cause him to thank an idol.
Right.
Uh-huh. According to the Bach.
He's allowed to do it.
Correct. According to the Bach, what does Rashi say? The Gemara's question goes as follows. Is the problem of causing him to worship Lifnei Iver, meaning because you're causing him to sin? Or is it Lo Yishama Al Picha, namely, he's not sinning, but you are. Right? That's how the Bach understands it. Now, who doesn't like it? I've told you who never likes the Bach. The Taz. He says, Vitamahati. Right? He doesn't just say, I don't like it. Vitamahati Khan, which is, I'm shocked. Tamat Timahon is astonishment. I am astonished that my father-in-law would say such a thing. Right? You can just imagine, right? They're sitting around the Shabbos table, and the Bach, who's like, right? How dare you? That's stupid, ridiculous.
Wait, so you know the Jews.
They had a wonderful Shabbos meal every time. It's just wonderful, right? It was this warm, loving relationship. I am astonished you would think that made any sense. Yes, I'm appalled, exactly.
Heresy.
Right? He says, what are you talking about? He says, if a Jew did this, if a Jew went and thanked his idol, he would be chayv misa. It'd be the death penalty. Why? Because it's called mekabel alav eloha. It's called accepting an idol. Right? And he says, what are you talking about? He said, accepting a god is idol worship, according to everybody. Right? He said, really? He says, I have a different reason. You know why it's not Lifnei Iver? Back to Tosfos. Why? Right? He said, no, there's a better reason it's not Lifnei Iver. Not because he doesn't. It's not usher for him to thank his God. But because, back to Max's point before, he could thank his God without me. That's not called Lifnei Iver. That's called Misayeya. Right? If I give him a carbon that he didn't have, then it's Lifnei Iver because I'm enabling. But if he wanted to thank his God without the new animal, could he do it?
Yeah.
Of course, I'm just giving him a better reason, but he could have done it without me.
Yeah, but he wasn't going to.
He might not have going to, but that's what we call that. Is that Lifnei Iver?
No,
that's not enabling. Mm-hmm. So therefore, what is it? So why is it us, sir?
Enabling and
because still bad for you.
Why is it
enabling and giving?
Because I am giving another animal, and now according to the Taz, why is it us, sir? Not because of Lifnei Iver, he's doing it without me.
Because you're increasing.
Yeah, but Rebbe,
and why is it us, sir?
You're giving
for Rashi.
Because
I'm not allowed to cause an idol whose name to be mentioned.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're giving him a reason to take this.
Correct, and that's us, sir, not because of him.
That's enabling.
No, it's not enabling. Because he could have thanked his God without it.
Yeah. That's but he wasn't.
Yeah, you're right.
He could have done it without me. Right?
He wasn't.
So that's a problem of Shemel Emachem Relay Shamal Pi. He could have theoretically. But he wasn't going to. So it's not if Neighbor.
He could have bought it from someone else.
No, because he didn't have it. And then it would. Yeah, and if he could have bought it without me, it's not clear to be if Neighbor, right? It's a case if I'm giving him his only animal.
But I'm saying, like, even if he didn't have an animal. You're not
he couldn't have sacrificed. There'd be nothing to sacrifice.
Yeah, you're not the only one selling animals.
So I might have been. That's a question, right? What are we talking about? Right? So to summarize, according to Ritva, the Gemara's question goes like this. Is it lifnei iver, which means to enable, or do I even violate if I increase quantity? Now, we said at some level, increasing quantity is the lowest level on the lifnei iver continuum. At some level, it's not. Right? And it could be, as Yosef suggested before, Nachum suggested before, the only reason it's usher to increase quantity, but that's not called lifnei iver, is because, look, it's just one big carbon. But according to Ritva, therefore, it's not a question of lifnei iver or, it's a question of lifnei iver and, meaning, am I even going to violate if I increase quantity without enabling? Rashi makes it sound like it's one or the other. The Bach notes this and then says, but that doesn't make any sense. Because according to Rashi, it sounds like it's lifnei iver of one isur, lifnei iver of another isur.
Right.
Lifnei iver of bringing a carbon, lifnei iver of thanking God. Right? The idolatrous pagan deity. So therefore, the Bach says, well, the easiest way to solve this problem is by saying it's not usur.
Right.
So therefore he says, oh, we've already seen there's a difference between avodah zarah for Jews and non-Jews. Maybe thanking an idol isn't only usher for Jews, not non-Jews. The Taz says about his father-in-law, that's ridiculous.
That's a difference.
Because thanking God is accepting a God, and that's usher even for non-Jews. He says, no, the difference is because he could thank God without a carbon. You just can't bring a carbon without a carbon.
Mm-hmm.
The only that's reason it's usher... Correct.
Okay.
Now, why don't you just say it's Messiah? And this is the last point, because according to Rashi, Rashi thinks that both ways, what type of isser are we dealing with? A biblical one. If you said it's lifnei iver or misayeya, that you're saying it's biblical versus derabanan. Rashi doesn't want to say that. Rashi says both sides are biblical. The question is what biblical is, sir? Right? They're both biblical. So what we're going to do tomorrow, okay, is actually try to figure out, okay, so Rashi says this is all based on this magic biblical prohibition called lo tasgiru, lo yisham al picha. What we need to do, the next step, logically, is to figure out what is this issue we're talking about, right?
Is it Messiah?
Is it really, right, what is it? So to do that, we have to look at the original Gemara that discusses this and the Pasuk that it's based on, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel, which we'll do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The day after that, what we'll do, assuming we finish this tomorrow, is that Tosfos says that nowadays it's not a problem, and because of what Tosfos says, nowadays it's not a problem, the Ramah derives that Christianity is not idolatry. Right? Right?
Seriously?
Yes, seriously. What we're going to have to do in 2 days or 3 days, and when we get to it, is understand the second half of Tosfos. You can't learn Masechet Avodah Zarah without knowing that there are positions that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, and where that comes from. It comes from this Tosfos, which is why I thought it was important to get to that. So, yeah, but that's what we will do.